At a gig earlier this week in Sparks, the Notables played the opening bars to the popular bluegrass standard Wagon Wheel, as singer Tony Martin tapped his foot, ready to belt the first few lines. Martin has been with the Notables since its founding in 2003. He sings and plays guitar and is learning the bass, too.
I started learning how to play guitar from my dad ever since when I was 12 or 17. I like about guitar because my dad was a guitar player.
Martin has craniometaphyseal dysplasia, an abnormal thickening of the bone that has affected him physically and mentally. Like his fellow bandmates, he has learned to use music as a way to express himself and connect to people facing their own disabilities. To see him on stage now is to see a seasoned pro. But his mom, Jeanette, recalls a time when he wasn't as confident.
He was very, not clingy, but he liked life to be very set. He didn't like to do anything unusual. The thought of moving out on his own petrified him.
Manal Topazada is founder of the Notables Music Therapy Services. She started the program 12 years ago to give people with disabilities an artistic outlet.
One of our real core values is including people in the community and giving them opportunities for expressing themselves, and through that to become as independent as empowered as possible.
She says the program is based on an independent living model. For Martin, this means he's expected to remember his rehearsal schedule, dress formally for concerts, and arrange his own transportation to and from gigs.
I think the progression that we've seen in Tony is both as a musician and also as an individual. We've really seen his confidence blossom.
Now 36, Martin lives in his own apartment, works at a local thrift store, and listens to music in his free time. He can encyclopedically list a few of his favorite songs and the artists who perform them.
Stray Cats rock this town. We also like to play What I Like About You by the Romantics. That's an 80s song. And we also like to play Ho Hey by the Lumineers.
The Notables touring band has 9 members, but the organization it's part of now serves 600 people each year throughout the Truckee Meadows. Topazada says one of the most common refrains she hears from people after a Notables performance is that they didn't expect them to sound so good.
There are so many stereotypes about the limitations of people with disabilities and how they don't really have much to offer. And music is such a perfect vehicle to show the world what people with disabilities can do.
The Notables will continue to defy expectations this weekend at the Biggest Little Music Festival, which will feature 11 local bands and more than 50 members from other music therapy programs. Of course, Tony Martin says the part he looks forward to most is the applause at the end.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.